local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start off another work week here with fabulous weather. It's going to carry us all the way through here. Perhaps a shortened work week with the Memorial Day holiday coming up a week from today. Whatever your situation, welcome into Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, we are accepting your texts. Love the interaction, the traffic tips as well. 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we start off another week here, our top three stories. The New York prosecution resting its case today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen again on the stand admitting that he stole $30,000 from the Trump Organization. The defense is now calling its witnesses. Cohen, of course, the prosecutor's key witness, who they say was behind the alleged payments to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about her encounter with Trump back in 2006. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in connection to the payments. President Biden today slamming the International Criminal Court prosecutor for seeking arrest warrants against Israeli leaders for the war in Gaza. Biden calling the move by the ICC outrageous, saying there's no equivalence between Israel and Hamas, and stresses the U.S. will always stand with Israel. The ICC is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Hamas leaders. A panel of three judges is going to determine whether to issue the warrants and allow a case to move forward. Finally, in our top three stories, the U.S. monitoring the investigation into the death of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked today if he's concerned that Iran would try to blame the U.S. or Israel for the incident.
The United States had no part to play in that crash. And so that's a fact, plain and simple.
A helicopter carrying Raisi and eight others, including the Iranian foreign minister, crashed yesterday in the mountain province of East Azerbaijan. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines coming right up after traffic and weather together. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, bud?
I'm doing good as well. Good weekend for you?
Oh, yeah. No, I did all right. Didn't do much. Very happy to say that.
Yeah?
What about you? Anything going on? Anything crazy?
Not too much. No. Just counting down the days. You know, we're packing up the apartment, getting ready for our move in a few weeks. And kind of relaxed and didn't do a whole lot, so that's fine with me.
That's what I like to hear. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's another thing I like to hear. It's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Speaking of Beverly Parkway, near that intersection where Brent Lane meets Beverly, where North Palafox Street is, we did have an accident report in that area causing some backups. This appears to be, especially if you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, so be on the lookout for that. Also, just south of that area towards the intersection with Palafox and Tahar Drive, we've got some minor congestion in that area as well, but nothing too severe. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, passing the Oriole Beach area. Nothing too severe. Pretty run-of-the-mill stuff for this time every day, but just something to look out for nonetheless. Same could be said with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm with overnight lows mainly in the upper 60s. Looking through this week, it is going to end up being a dry week with a lot of sunshine in the skies. High temperatures will mainly run in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at our top local stories today. At Hurlburt Field this morning, the men and women who worked every day with Senior Airman Roger Rod Fortson are paying their respects with a memorial service held today. Fortson's family members in attendance.
Miss Fortson, I gave you the worst news that a mom could ever get. And I cannot imagine the shock and the pain in that moment. And I'm sorry for everything that you've had to go through.
That is Lieutenant Colonel Kalen Thistlewood, commander of the 4th Special Operations Squadron. During the ceremony, Fortson was posthumously awarded the Air and Space Commendation Medal. Of course, his death remains under investigation by F.D. Lee and the state attorney's office. Public safety leaders lamenting another tragic house fire death that can be attributed in part to no smoke detectors being found inside the home.
I would say if your smoke alarm's over 10 years old, if your smoke alarm doesn't work, or you have that annoying sound that everybody hears, the chirp of the smoke alarm, instead of replace the battery, let us put a new one in.
Deputy Fire Chief Brock Jester with Channel 3 there at around 7 o'clock yesterday evening. A 64-year-old woman died in a house fire on Marcus Drive. In addition to the fatality, 3 adults and 5 children displaced. Escambia County leaders today pressing pause on negotiations over the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Instead, they will look to address zoning issues that need to be resolved before selling to anyone. Much of the discussion today centering around Beulah Town Center's revised $25 million offer for 290 acres.
We have to have the right synergy.
Sure.
Between, you know, it has to be laid out, the commercial, the retail, the residential, traffic ways, you know, bike lanes. All that has to be thought out well by professionals. And not taking anything against you guys up there, but that's not your business. It's not my business. That's why we brought a company like Metro Development, who knows how to do that.
That's Fred Hemmer, his attorney, Will Dunaway, explaining to the board that the property is currently not zoned for mixed-use retail, but rather civic and light industrial. They say that it needs to be converted to mixed-use retail with light industrial moved to the 250 acres that the county is retaining for job creation. A county staff estimate that the changes should take around 90 days, depending on the meeting schedule. 419, we'll take a break right there, coming back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the Harrison Butker speech at Benedictine College, why people are upset by it, why people loved it, whether it was a good speech and what he really said and whether it's surprising. Also spoke with Attorney General Ashley Moody about preventing human trafficking and verifying contractors doing storm damage or afterwards. And the silly hecklers protesters at Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up speech and how the crowd reacted to that. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
paralyzed veteran and PVA executive director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic here, wasn't a ton going on in our last update. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and also some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling over Blackwater River heading into downtown Middleton. So not a ton going on right now outside of the usual stuff.
Tonight, the weather will be mainly clear with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70 or so. And through the week, it's going to be dry. Really no chance for rain at all in the area. So lots of sunshine in the skies, a few clouds here and there. And of course, temperatures will be well up into the 80s every day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 4:25 here looking at our state headlines today. After years of delays, jury selection starting today in the penalty phase of the trial of Zephan Xavier. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's X-A-V-E-R. Xavier?
It's
Xavier?
Yeah, it's Xavier without an I. Yeah. So Xavier?
And also Zephan with a Z. It's weird.
Interesting.
The 27-year-old admitted to shooting 5 women to death in a bank branch back in 2019.
She was my best friend. If I could see her again, you know, it would definitely be like, you know, the time of our lives.
Xavier was a former prison guard trainee who walked into the bank, opened fire, and then called police to tell them what he did. He will either get the death penalty or life in prison without possibility of parole.
And more law enforcement officers are hitting the roadways as millions of Floridians plan to travel for this Memorial Day weekend. The Florida Department of Transportation kicked off its annual Click It or Ticket initiative earlier today. The enforcement campaign is scheduled to run through Sunday, June 2nd. AAA is expecting more than 2 million residents to drive somewhere for the holiday weekend, and the busiest days will be Thursday and Friday, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, no charges filed yet in the death of 15-year-old Ella Adler, who was hit by a boat while wakeboarding in Biscayne Bay.
In the legal context, they were in an area that they were prohibited to do what they were doing.
That's FWC Commission Chair Rodney Barreto. Says the boat Adler was on should not have been in the sandbar area near Nixon Beach, which is a low-speed, low-wake zone. He says his agency is now pushing to tweak boating laws to keep people safer, since you don't need a license to operate a boat in Florida.
And a federal appeals court is expected to hear arguments next month over a Northeast Florida ordinance that places age restrictions on exotic dancing. Club owners in Jacksonville believe the city order banning dancers under 21 years old violates their First Amendment rights. A judge upheld the age restriction last year after the city said it was designed to prevent human trafficking. However, the group of business owners say that there has never been an arrest related to human trafficking in an adult entertainment establishment in Jacksonville.
The cargo ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge is now safely docked at the Port of Baltimore.
The Dali was refloated during high tide this morning, and five tugboats helped to guide the massive vessel the 2.5 miles to the Seagirt Marine Terminal. That's where the ship, which still has a portion of roadway from the bridge on its bow, will remain for weeks. Unified Command said the next step is to start clearing the main shipping channel of debris, with hopes of getting it and the Port of Baltimore open by next week. Tomorrow marks exactly 8 weeks since the deadly collapse occurred. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And keeping with that theme, as Lisa, I believe, hinted at there, the massive container ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott.
Oh, you know what? Nope. Let's take that one out. Let's do another one.
Since it's basically like repeating what you said. Democrats will try again to pass a bipartisan border bill after it was blocked by Republicans earlier this year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that the Senate will vote on the bill this week as Democrats renew their push on the southern border ahead of the 2024 election. The bill would reform asylum laws and approve border funding, among other measures, and the legislation is expected to fail due to opposition from both sides.
Three Americans are among 50 detained after a failed coup attempt in the Democratic Republic of Congo yesterday. The coup attempt, led by a self-exiled opposition leader, saw an attack on the presidential palace in the capital city. The leader was killed, and his son was one of three U.S. citizens detained.
And the death toll is up to 8. A storm debris cleanup continues in Houston after last Thursday's massive storm. Fire officials say the latest victim died as a result of carbon monoxide poisoning. City and state police are now enforcing an exclusion zone set up downtown with some streets barricaded due to the risk of falling glass from high rises. Austin Energy is pitching in to help bring power back to thousands.
Wall Street closing with stocks mixed this week to start. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 196 points to 39,806. The S&P 500 was up 4 to 53,08. And the NASDAQ gained 108 points to 16,794. Recapping our top three stories today, the New York prosecution resting its case in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Today's events included Michael Cohen again on the stand, admitting that he stole $30,000 from the Trump Organization. The defense is now calling its witnesses, and I believe that closing arguments have been scheduled to start on next Tuesday, so the day after Memorial Day. President Biden slamming the International Criminal Court prosecutor, who is seeking arrest warrants against Hamas leaders, as well as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden calling it outrageous, saying there's no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. And also the U.S. monitoring the investigation into the death of Iran's president yesterday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there is nothing that the U.S. had to do with the accident after his helicopter, along with 8 others, crashed and died in the province of East Azerbaijan yesterday. Fox News Update is coming up now.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Swift reaction after the International Criminal Court goes after Israeli and Hamas leaders for possible war crimes.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee even released a statement in support of Israel today. We are also this afternoon getting a new statement from the White House and from the president himself. He says, quote, the ICC prosecutor's application for arrest warrants against Israeli leaders is outrageous.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Trump supporters outside the New York courtroom during the former president's hush money trial.
This partisan witch hunt has one purpose, and it's to keep President Trump off the campaign trail.
Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois, the prosecution now has rested its case. The defense calling witnesses. America is listening to Fox News.
Chesko with your money now. A mixed finish to open the new week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped back below the 40,000 level, retreating 196 points. But the S&P 500 edged up 5, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 109 to notch a fresh closing high. Shares of NVIDIA rose 2.5% amid bullish calls from analysts touting the company's preeminent market position. Several firms also raised their price target on the chipmaker's stock ahead of its quarterly earnings report due after the close Wednesday. NVIDIA's shares are up 97% year-to-date and have more than tripled over the past 12 months. With restaurants looking to woo more cost-conscious consumers and boost traffic, Wendy's has brought back its $3 breakfast meal. The deal back as of today includes a small portion of seasoned potatoes and a choice of either a bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin or a sausage, egg, and cheese English muffin. Wendy's earlier this month reported that first quarter revenue grew by a very modest 1.1%. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Yesterday, we had two game sevens where the Pacers beat the Knicks and the Timberwolves dethroned the Nuggets. Our conference finals are set with Indiana taking on Boston and Dallas going up against Minnesota. In the East, I like the Celtics with or without Kristaps Porzingis to beat the Pacers in five games. And in the West, I'll take the Timberwolves to beat the Mavericks in six. I'm Zach Gelb. For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work from most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Saying, this is my
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit after 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on. Happy to report on that here early tonight. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got our typical evening traffic there. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm with overnight lows mainly in the upper 60s. Looking through this week, it is going to end up being a dry week with a lot of sunshine in the skies. High temperatures will mainly run in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Sitting at 83 degrees right now, and again, a really nice night. And weather week is on tap, so that's good news there. Turning our attention to what's happening in the sports world tonight, we do have a Game 7 happening in NHL and some good headlines as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Starting with that NHL game, it's going to be Oilers at Canucks at 8 o'clock. You can catch that game on ESPN. The winner of that game will face the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals. Meanwhile, over in the Eastern Conference, it's between the Panthers and Rangers, which will begin Wednesday in New York. As for the NBA, it was quite an eventful weekend for them as well.
It was.
Both conference final series have been set. The ECF is going to be between the Pacers and Celtics, and the WCF between the Mavericks and Timberwolves. So we're guaranteed a new champion in both the NHL and NBA. Play begins tomorrow night in the NBA there.
What did you think of the Timberwolves going to Denver, home of the three-time MVP defending champion?
Yeah.
Down 20 in the second half, and then coming away
to win
an emphatic
win. Yeah, I don't know. That series made zero sense. And I know Denver head coach Mike Malone kind of lost his temper.
Yes.
When asked about that after the game, it's like, dude, it's a fair question. Like,
yeah, very fair.
You were down 0-2, you went up 3-2, lost by 45, and then you blew a 20-point second half lead. Like, at home.
Yeah.
It's fair to be grilled on that, and I just think he's a poor sport. But either way, got nothing against the Nuggets, but I like the Timberwolves, though. They've never won, so best of luck to them.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Luka fan, so I'll be rooting for the Mavericks, but I think that the Timberwolves are a terrible matchup for them.
Absolutely.
So I think the Timberwolves win. And listen, on the Eastern Conference side, you know, I thought that the Knicks were going to win yesterday. They obviously didn't. The Pacers kind of blow them out on their home court yesterday. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be, you know, listen, if the Celtics aren't winning the championship this year,
They never will.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to have
Not going to happen. They're going to have to blow it up.
Yeah, they're going to have to change something up for sure. Yeah. Just got one MLB game on television tonight, Tigers at Royals. That's going to be at 6:40 on FS1. And then it's just a few headlines here. Hall of Fame center Jim Otto, known for his rare 00 jersey, has died at the age of 86. His 15-year career saw him never miss a single game en route to becoming arguably the greatest Raider of all time. And then we've got a couple of golf headlines here. Xander Schauffele won his first major, shooting 6-under par yesterday to win the 106th PGA Championship with a 21-under par for the tournament.
Yeah.
And then another big name for good and bad reasons. Charges against world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler related to an incident that happened outside the PGA Championship on Friday are expected to be dropped. That's according to No Laying Up editorial director Kevin Van Valkenburg. Scheffler was arrested outside the Valhalla Golf Club and charged with second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from an officer directing traffic.
Yeah, and I saw that one of the main reasons I think this is what's going to happen is because the police officer that was involved was not wearing his body camera footage, so they had no body camera footage to review. And it was, and I guess what makes it worse is that, you know, whatever rules and regulations surrounding body camera footage for Louisville police came specifically out of the Breonna Taylor shooting. And so, obviously, you know, another high-profile incident for very different reasons and, you know, very different circumstances here. But you have Scottie Scheffler, who's, of course, well-known in the sports world and golfing community. He gets arrested, and the police department doesn't have anything to review off of here with the body camera footage. So, yeah, that's where I think that's going to head there. Health, business, and science notes today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says credit card late fees should be capped at $8. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
Schumer says that would be a real help for the 45 million cash-strapped Americans who can't afford to pay their credit card bills on time. The average late fee is $32, which nets credit card companies an estimated $14 billion a year. The New York Democrat says that's unfair. And in a 7-2 ruling last Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with consumers over banks, paving the way for an $8 cap on late fees instituted by the Federal Financial Protection Bureau in March. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
And people that use injected drugs to treat diabetes or obesity can increase the risk of stomach paralysis. The side effect is very rare, but a new study out of the University of Kansas says that it is in fact real. While some stomach issues go away after stopping use of the drugs, a small number have had ongoing and serious issues.
Louisiana lawmakers are looking to make the abortion pill mifepristone illegal. A bill up for debate today would criminalize the possession of the pill, putting it in the same category as Xanax and codeine. Those caught with the medication would face 10 years in prison. However, there is a carve-out, though, for pregnant women. Backers say the pills are being abused, with the author saying his sister was slipped the pill by her husband, who was sentenced to 180 days in jail.
My goodness. Target is slashing prices on more than 1,500 items. The retail giant is trying to bring back shoppers who are wary of inflation. They cut prices starting on Monday, saying thousands more will also be reduced over the summer, and the changes so far affect various household items, including some name brands and house brands.
Did we do the Red Lobster one?
No, we did not.
All right, Red Lobster officially formally filing for bankruptcy. In the Chapter 11 filing, the company says it has $30 million cash on hand, but debt of around $1 billion. That math's not going to add up. In the last 5 years, they've had five different CEOs. They previously announced plans to close 99 locations as it deals with those financial woes.
Well, that's really sad.
Yeah.
And lastly here, before another quick check of the roads and weather, the top Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee is calling on President Biden to replace the chair of FDIC. This after reports of a toxic workplace environment at the bank regulator under Chairman Martin Gruenberg. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, in a statement said that there must be fundamental changes at the agency after he reviewed an independent report, and Brown called on Biden to immediately nominate a new chair without delay. Looking at the roads here, not a ton going on. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still got some issues there. A little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway still if you're traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound just past Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not much going on.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm with overnight lows mainly in the upper 60s. Looking through this week, it is going to end up being a dry week with a lot of sunshine in the skies. High temperatures will mainly run in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
A texter says on the Red Lobster, and I think I saw something similar. I don't recall where, but another big problem that led to the bankruptcy with Red Lobster was their all-you-can-eat shrimp special.
Really?
Yeah, I guess they were just having to acquire so much of it because people were eating so much, and they just didn't get the math right on, you know, making money. Intentioned, but fiscally probably not responsible. I guess that's the takeaway there.
I guess so.
Looking at some pop culture and softer news headlines today, Pope Francis clarifying his position on same-sex marriage. He had a CBS News interview, and he was asked why he's allowing Catholic police to bless same-sex couples. He told her that's not what he's allowing. He says same-sex unions are not the sacrament and that they go against the law of the church. The Pope said what he meant is that priests are allowed to bless each person in the same-sex union, adding that the blessing is for all.
Hmm.
Not sure clarification would be the word I'd choose, but I digress.
Yeah, I don't know. Sean Diddy Combs is apologizing after a video released Friday appeared to show him assaulting his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in 2016. In a video posted on Instagram Sunday, the rapper and businessman said his behavior on the video is inexcusable. He added that he takes full responsibility for his actions and that he was disgusted when he did it, and he's disgusted now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ventura reached an undisclosed settlement with Combs in November of 2023, one day after suing him him for abuse. Yeah, so when the video comes out, he's all of a sudden sick to his core.
You know what? He just woke up one morning 7 hours later, or 7 years later.
7 hours, like, one thing.
I'm just so disgusted. Well, why is that, Sean? Well, yeah, exactly. No reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why people don't take apologies seriously.
Sad news for Austin today. Katy Perry is done with American Idol. She became emotional, as did Austin, during the last show as a judge after Abby Carter won the contest last night. I'm sure you don't watch American Idol because you don't watch anything.
Okay.
But is Abby Carter the controversial one who is, I believe, a granddaughter of like a country star?
I'm not sure, but I don't watch American Idol. I've seen a lot of scenes from it, especially back when like Simon Cowell was on it.
It doesn't look like she is. So.
I'm not sure. But right. So she was, so after she won, that was like her last show.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. A live stream portal linking New York and Dublin is back open.
Yeah.
After being shut down last week, the visual art exhibit called The Portal features a pair of installations that each have a giant screen and a video camera, one next to the Flatiron Building in New York and the other in Ireland's capital city. Shut down last week following what the Dublin City Council called, quote, inappropriate behavior by a small minority of people.
Yes, also John Krasinski's If, the big winner at the box office this weekend, earning $35 million. It's a little bit less than the projected amount. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, second place with $26 million, as it crossed $100 million since it's been open. 4:50 thereabouts, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our recap of the top stories, wacky stories, good news, plenty to talk about there coming up next.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy, with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Thanks so much for your interaction with us here already on a Monday. Weather looking great for not only today, but for the entire work week. Whether that's a shortened week or if you're working all through Friday, it's going to be great out there. Alan's got details in a moment, along with another check of the roads here for the final time this hour. Recapping our top three stories today. The prosecution resting the case in Donald Trump's hush money trial earlier today. I'm not sure if this was a bombshell or not, but Michael Cohen admitted that he stole $30,000 from the Trump organization. Trump, of course, is accused of falsifying business records and covering up payments to Stormy Daniels. His defense team now is calling their witnesses and closing arguments scheduled to start next Tuesday. President Biden slamming the International Criminal Court after a prosecutor announced that they were seeking arrest warrants for not just Hamas leaders, but as well as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden says that's outrageous, claiming there's no equivalence between Israel and Hamas, and that the U.S. will always stand with Israel. U.S. also monitoring the investigation into the death of Iran's president yesterday in a helicopter crash. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin giving assurances that in no way, shape, or form was the U.S. involved in that helicopter crash yesterday. Wacky stories, good news right after our final check of the roads and weather, Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see, looking at the roads here, very smooth sailing first hour, got to say. We still have some backups if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. And we may have a little bit if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway, but it's nothing too severe. Beyond that, it's going to be just some slight backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Pretty good congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane. Outside of that, there's not much going on.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm with overnight lows mainly in the upper 60s. Looking through this week, it is going to end up being a dry week with a lot of sunshine in the skies. High temperatures will mainly run in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at some wackier stuff in the now news today. Austin, we talked about this on Friday, that the group of Kyles were going to be descending on Kyle, Texas.
Yeah.
In the effort to break the world record for the largest gathering of people with the same first name. I have sad news to report.
Oh, really?
They did not break the record. They got around, I think I saw it was like around 1,400 or so. They needed over 2,000, so the record still belongs to an all-Ivan gathering in Bosnia and Herzegovina back in 2017.
Got a rivalry forming between Kyles and Ivans worldwide. A man is behind bars on suspicion of stealing an LAPD cruiser with an officer still inside. Police say the officer, who was targeted early Sunday morning, was ejected from the SUV as the man sped off. The officer fell onto the road, and the man then hit two cars and a pole a few blocks away. He tried to run away, but was quickly caught and arrested. Several people, including the officer, were injured, but they are luckily all expected to survive.
Yes. Austin, a veterinarian had someone bring in a very sick puppy recently.
Okay.
They did an x-ray and realized the dog had eaten something that had become caught in its system. So they did emergency surgery. Turned out it was a women's undergarment. Now, this became especially problematic because the dog's owner didn't own the particular garment.
Ah, jeez.
So she called her husband, and the revelation that it was another woman's came to the surface while they were on the phone.
Oh, my. So that's how, so like she found out her husband was cheating that way?
Because of the dog eating the undergarment that did not belong to her.
That's so horrible. Let's see. An elderly grandma was in some hot water for trying to get it on with Goofy. I did not read this beforehand. I'm sorry. Trying to get it on with Goofy at Disney World earlier this year. The alleged incident happened on February 19th, although it's just making the rounds now. The Orange County Sheriff's Office confirms they were dispatched to the theme park after Grandma grabbed Goofy's butt and squeezed three times. The 32-year-old man inside the Goofy costume told deputies he did want to press charges.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, my goodness.
Do you think that he... You know, because I would, you tell me, because you have a mascot experience.
People do weird stuff.
Yeah, no, that's not my question.
Can confirm.
When people do the weird stuff, though, do you have to keep character while it's happening? So when this would have happened with the lady, old grandma grabbing Goofy's butt, would he have had to keep character and do the Goofy sound like, oh, gosh.
Okay, no.
At the time. Or would have he have been able to...
He would have probably, like, pulled away from her, like, very quickly. I'm assuming that's what he did.
Okay.
But I think it would have to be something pretty heinous to, like, for you to actually go, like, hey, what the heck are you doing? Get away from me. Like, if you, yeah, for you to completely freak out.
Because I know, like, mascots don't really speak, right?
That's yeah, no, they're not supposed to.
Yeah. Goodness. Looking at some good news here. A man kept from being the first black astronaut more than six decades ago is now among the oldest people to go into space.
Command engine start 210. Ignition. And liftoff.
Now, that from the Blue Origin that flew six people into space yesterday. Among those was 90-year-old sculptor Ed Dwight, a former Air Force pilot who had been on track to be part of the crew for a NASA spaceflight in the 60s. Ed Oliver, who created the General Chappie James statue that will sit at the Memorial Plaza at the foot of the 3 Mile Bridge. So,
wow,
local
awesome
connection there, yeah.
And Fort Stevenson State Park in North Dakota celebrated its 50th anniversary by breaking a delicious world record on Saturday. The park became the site of the most people making s'mores at a single location, and its Guinness World Records judge was on site to make it official. Up until now, the world record was 891 people, but 1,150 people showed up to make s'mores at Fort Stevenson on Saturday.
Yeah, very cool. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.